Hey man, it's been a minute since I have done any kind of presentation, and it feels good. So I, you know, we got a few minutes, and I'm just gonna let it fly. Hey man, we wanted Sister Felicia to kind of take 1 minute because we only got 10, and just let the church know what we did this week with the youth department.
This week, what we did is on last Friday night, we had a conference call. We started out in Zoom, but that wasn't working very well. But we did have a conference call for an hour, and we're planning on doing that. Jesus Say the Same every Friday night for 1 hour and talking of different topics. And we were really, I wouldn't say the word surprised, but I was so grateful to have who I had on the call. And it really brought a lot of joy to my spirit, and just made, I don't know, it just made a difference. Just they showed up and was on and sharing and talking and participating. And it was a blessing. So I'm just excited what God is doing.
I was very encouraged to see the young people jump on, which confirms what we were thinking, that the young people have needs too. The young people have spiritual needs too. It's not, you know, we get together and then sometimes we, young people are in the behind the scenes, they're in the background, and we just kind of keep going. And every now and then we acknowledge them, but for the most part, sometimes they get pushed in the back scene. So them jumping on a call, taking time out of their schedule to jump on a phone call to talk, shows that they have needs too. So we thank God for that. And then there was the Lord blessed Sister Felicia with the testimony this week. What did God do for you financially this week?
This week, the Lord blessed me a few times, amen, financially. So you guys know I had surgery in December, and I had that my insurance paid for it. And then, so of course, I have my big deductible at the end. So the Lord placed it on my heart just to fill out like the financial aid application. And I got the results back and they paid for everything.
Woo! Hallelujah.
So I had my surgery pretty much completely paid for. And then the other financial blessing is I signed up for short-term disability when I was out of work for the 4 weeks in January, or I was out of work for 6 weeks in January. Well, my company still paid me, but Washington State has a new rule or law that they did, and I filled out the paperwork. My mom told me, fill that paperwork out, and I got the letter back, and they approved me, and it's like, it's quite a bit a week. So they're going to pay me for 4 weeks back pay from January, and they're going to pay me now. So my hours got cut at my job, but the Lord always provides and takes care of his people.
Amen. Amen. And within the same time period, I check my accounts every day. I love doing spreadsheets. So every day I'm playing with the spreadsheet just because I enjoy doing it. But one day I looked and there was an account that had a deposit in it that I wasn't expecting. So I called him up. And I wanted to verify where did this come from? Why is there a change? What does it mean? Is it real? All that stuff. And they were like, yeah, this deposit into this account has been validated. It's approved. I was like, well, praise the Lord. I told Sister Felicia about it. Unexpected money hit one of the accounts. Going on with the rest of the week. We received a check in the mail. I mean, my God, there was a deposits in the account, surgeries being paid for, checks in the mail, all in the same time period. I'm telling you, God is a great provider. My God is a great provider. In the midst, I don't care what the situation is. Regardless of what the world is doing, regardless of what situations come in your life, God does not change. He says, I'm God, and I change not. We fluctuate. Man fluctuates. God does not fluctuate. God's provision does not fluctuate. God's, who God is does not fluctuate. It doesn't diminish. The stock market may crash. God's provision does not crash. God's covering does not crash. God's ability to heal and deliver and set free does not crash. It doesn't diminish. God is I'm the same and I change. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm still going to be God, Jehovah, provider with us, covering us, healing us. God will not change. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. In the same time period, and many of you have heard my testimony, I'm not working. But how many of us know that our ability to work and our ability to go out bring in resources is only given by God? God is the provider. We are the tool that may have to go out and move this, pick this, do the work. But God is the provider. And what happens is they let all the kids out of school. So all my house is full of kids all day long. So I am cooking and cleaning. I'm a stay-at-home dad. And I'm cooking and cleaning and taking care of the kids, entertaining, doing schoolwork, because it would cost me just as much money to go out and provide childcare, for me to go out and work and then be out in that exposure. So the Lord has provided me to stay home, watch over all the kids, help them with their schoolwork, help them with what they're going through, and he's yet providing. And in abundance, God is a great provider. Amen? Let's go Psalms 23. Let's read the 23rd Psalm. Psalms 23. And you know what? Take this is to us, the 23rd Psalm. This word, God's word, is for us in all of our seasons. Every season, when you're up, God's word is true. When you're down and it's tough, God's word is true. When you're going through tests and trials, God's word is true. So his word is always applicable. Amen? 23rd Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. This is for us, Greater Light. He's your shepherd. You don't need to want for anything. You should just be lying in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. You should have peace in your life. Hallelujah. You should have peace in your life. Hallelujah. You should have peace. You should be walking along still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. One of the prayers tonight was for leading and guidance. If you got God in your life, he will lead and guide you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the shadow of it. I see coronavirus. Hallelujah. I see it. I see the impact that it's having on the world. I see it. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for being with us, oh God. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. God, I thank you for your comfort. Hallelujah. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies, in the presence of this virus. You're still preparing my table. Hallelujah. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Hallelujah. Deacon Stevenson met me at the mall, and he had something for me. Checks came in the mail. Bill, hallelujah. Bills got paid. Hallelujah. My cup is running over in the midst of this storm. My God doesn't stop blessing. He doesn't stop blessing because of the virus. The virus doesn't have power and authority over God. God is God over and rules over everything. Anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Hallelujah. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I will dwell in God's provision forever. I dwell under his covering forever. It's not up one day, it's not down the next. Every single day I'm covered, I'm provided for, I'm blessed, I'm anointed, and I thank God for that. Amen. You know, it's not a coincidence that God is overflowing in this time frame. It's what's needed. This house needed those things to come in, and he knew it. He made provision. Some of that check in the mail, that's from a job that I don't even work at anymore, for money that was earned a year ago that I wasn't even thinking about. But in the midst of this season, God orchestrates and he aligns it to come in right when you need it. He's not early. He's not late. He's an on-time God. When you need it is when he'll be provided. Amen. I thank God. Turn with me. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Turn with me to Matthew. Just real quick, drop in a word of encouragement. Matthew, the 10th. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Mark. It's Mark, the 10th chapter. Yes, Mark, the 10th chapter. I'm encouraged. It's good to see the people's God on the line. Greater Light hasn't dropped off. I'm looking at Greater Light. We're all here. We're all together. I'm so proud to be a Greater Light. I'm so proud of us. Regardless of what we're going through, we're still family. We're still here together, online, looking at each other, loving each other. Deacon Stevenson, I thank God for you. You guys don't know what Deacon Stevenson does on a regular basis for God's people. And you know what? Honor is he's worthy of the honor. Different times, bro, when you would come up and bless my son and bless our household. Bro, I love you for being a blessing to the Turner household. I'm thanking you publicly. I know you're not interested in getting the glory. I know that. You give God all the glory, but God is telling me to acknowledge.
Yes,
yes. Jesus, hallelujah. Acknowledge you today. What you do is not going unnoticed. God sees what you're doing. And he says, what you do in secret, he will reward you openly. And bruh, your cup is running over. And we thank God for blessing your household. Sister Patty, Sister Valerie, Sister Brooks, I enjoyed your prayer tonight. I enjoyed, and you know, it's a proud thing. Everybody at Greater Light can pray. There's not one single person at Greater Light that cannot pray over you. If you called anybody at Greater Light and said that you are in need of prayer, anybody can lead you in prayer. I am encouraged that you guys, you know, you guys are powerful women of God. Powerful women of God. Powerful women of God that can pray heaven down. And I enjoyed your prayer tonight. Amen. Mark 10. Mark 10, verse 46. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's been a while since I've presented, and I'm just overflowing. Hallelujah. Verse 46. Mark 10, verse 46. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, talking about Jesus, and a great number of people, came out of Jericho with his disciples and great number of people. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timothy, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace and be, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still. Ooh, hallelujah. Jesus stood still. You can call on Jesus and get his attention, and he will stand still and come see about you. Hallelujah. He stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man. They couldn't keep him down. The world will try to keep you down. The world will try to tell you to shut up. You can't do it. You don't look good enough. You're not smart enough. The world will try to stop you, but they cannot stop you. Deaconess Sheree is a witness. They can't stop you. They can try all they want. Hallelujah. Commanded them to come here. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Rise. He calleth thee. And he is casting away his garment and rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Greater Light, I just want to encourage you. You can get God's attention. You can get God to stand still and come see about you. If you are in need of anything today, all you have to do is call on that name of Jesus. That's all you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. Don't be ashamed of it. Don't be worried about who can hear you or where you are and what you're doing. If you need God to do something in your life, call on Jesus. Say it loud. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cried out, the son of David. Jesus stood still. Call on his name. If you need him, call on him. If you just want to just give him glory, call on him. If your cup is running over, just lift his name up and say, thank you for providing. God, we thank you. I thank God for this word. I'm praying that it just would encourage you to keep calling on his name. Doesn't matter what comes, what goes. He's still the same. He still knows what your name is. He still knows how many hair or lack of hair you have on your head. He still knows who you are, and he's not forgotten about you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He's always with you. And regardless if you're in your daytime season, your nighttime season, the seasons may change. Money will come and go, but God's peace and God's love and your provision will stay the same. Take no thought what you shall wear, what you shall eat, where you're going to be. You don't have to worry about those things. Just like he takes care of the birds and the flowers, he will take care of you. He will continue to take care of you. I'm a witness. I don't have a job, but the finances continue to flow in because he's the provider. My job is to do what he tells me to do. And whatever God tells me to put my hands to do, that's my job to do it, to be obedient and to do it. But the provision comes from God. And I thank God for that because he's not lacking money. He's not lacking provision. He's not lacking health. The stores ran out of everything. I was up at 6 o'clock in the morning trying to get bare necessities, tissue, water, and bread. And they were out. God doesn't run out of provision. He doesn't run out of provision. That some of the healthcare facilities was running out of hand sanitizer and mask, and there was a lack in the land. There is no lack in God. As long as we stay under God's umbrella, our provision will be met. I thank God for it. I thank God for God just being the ultimate. You know, we're not serving a God that cannot hear us. We're not serving a God that can't see us. or hear our cry. We're serving God that is near to us. He's never far more than a prayer away. God is never more than a prayer away from where you are. So I encourage you, continue to lift up the Lord's name. Continue to trust in the name of the Lord, because he is a great provider. He's not forgotten about you. Matter of fact, greater light is his favorite. Greater light people, we're his favorite. The favor of God is on our life. Mom, I remember, I say it every time. You know why I say it every time? Because it's just my testimony. When you laid your hands on me and said, all the blessings of greater light is now accessible to you, my life completely turned around and the blessings of the Lord just began to flow. Financially, provision over the children, covering over my house. So greater light, you're blessed. You are a blessed people. And this time that we're in right now is not a time to retreat. Hear what I'm saying. This is not a time to retreat or to shrink or to go hide or to hide under a rock. That's not the time that we're in. The time that we're in is to take the city. The city and the wealth of the wicked is laid up for us. It's our time to charge and go forth. Let our light shine even the more. Go and take the land. Some people are coming back with a report that the giants, that this virus is going throughout the land. It's doing this, it's doing that. And we all the shrinking, the world is shrinking, but God is growing. God's word is going out. God's hand is stretching in places that wasn't being reached. God is going forth. God is being increased. God is not a God of retreat. You know, when you think about the armor of God, when he says put on the whole armor of God, he doesn't give you anything to protect your back, because you should not be running away from the enemy. You should be running towards the enemy. And he says, you can take your greater light. You can take the city. This building that we're leasing, it's just a step. It's just a step. Then we're purchasing. And then we're purchasing that. And then, you know, a retirement center, an educational center, a grocery store. Why? Because in the midst of turmoil, we need to be the providers to the land. The resources, people can come to us, get the necessities that they need, the groceries. They should be able to come to Greater Light and say, I need groceries. They should be able to come to Greater Light and say, I need tissue, I need shelter, I need medicine. But we have to be in a place to have our things together so that we can be that provision for this world. Amen? So Greater Light, let's move forward. Let's move forward as a family, as a body. Let's move forward. You know, and I'll close with this. I'm challenging, you know, Elder, thank you for sharing with us how to operate that church track, the online giving. And I'm challenging everybody on the line without any hesitation to go on church track tonight and give. I'm challenging every single one of us to go online and to give. Every household to go on church track and give tonight. I challenge you. I'm going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to go online and we're going to give tonight. Why? Because we're blessed. God has blessed us, and it's our responsibility to be a blessing, you know, to much is given, much is required. God is expecting a lot out of greater life, not to retreat, but to move forward. Amen? God bless you. I love you. You know, I'm fired up. My cup is running over, and I feel the anointing of God on my life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank God for a greater life. Thank God for you, Mom. Thank God for you, Elder, listening to me, being there for me. You know, me and Elder get on the phone and we just encourage each other. You know what? Greater Light, call each other and just encourage each other. Just encourage each other. Lift each other up. Amen. Love you guys. Love you guys. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
God bless you, Elder Turner. God bless you, son, for those words of encouragement.
Awesome.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's encourage one another. Let's call one another. Let's call one another.
Call one another
and say, I'm praying for you. I love you. How are you? Do you have food? Do you have any food in your refrigerator? What can I do to help you? I just want you to know I'm praying for you. God bless you. Let's bless each other. Amen. Deacon Wolf,
Amen.
Are you still there? Deacon Wolf? Deacon Wolf? Are you still there, Deacon Wolf? Well, maybe you can't hear me.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Praise the Lord. I just want you to know that I appreciate you.
Pastor, hold the line for 1 minute. Let me mute everybody.
You to know that I appreciate you. I appreciate your encouragement. I appreciate you coming on the line. I think every service, I appreciate your prayers. I appreciate you standing behind Greater Light. God bless you, sir. And I don't know if Sister Harris's mom is with you, but if Sister Harris's mom is with you, please tell her that we love her and we pray for her. And we lift her up. God bless you for calling in all the way from Mississippi. God bless you. We appreciate you being an active member of Greater Light. Amen. Because you're here with us. And I consider you a member of Greater Light. And all the blessings that comes to Greater Light, I am imparting it to you. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost that dwells within me, Hata Messiah, hallelujah, be blessed. God is going to overflow. He's going to astonish you, sir. God bless you for being a part of Greater Light Church and Ministries. We appreciate you in Jesus' name. I am grateful to the Lord. I'm grateful to the Lord. Somebody take Elder Turner's challenge. Try out the church track tonight and put an offering in. Amen. Put some tithes in there. Amen. Put an offering in. God bless you. Hi, Nene. God bless you. I love you. Have a blessed rest of the week. And I'll see you Sunday morning. Elder Stubblefield, it's in your hands.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. God is good. Thank you, Elder Turner, for that powerful word. We just thank God for everybody that came tonight. Those of you who are on the line, on the phone, God is amazing to us. And I thank God for what he's doing. Elder, you gave us a great, great word. We appreciate that and your testimony and all that has happened this past week is absolutely amazing. Even in the midst of the crisis, God still shows himself strong. And thank you all for sharing that testimony. Amen. All right, at this time, I just want to say one thing. When you're on church track, put a memo. I forgot to say this earlier, but there's going to be a memo line in there. Just go ahead and type in the memo line, what you just did, even though it's going to record it, but just put in the memo line $25 rent or $20 offering, whatever it is. Just type that memo so that way we double check and make sure everything's good. And then the final thing is in church track, after you put in amount, you know, the payment processor is going to say, do you want to absorb, do you want to pay the processing fee? And you don't want to click that. Leave that unchecked. The church will absorb all of the fees that come. And you guys know when you pay online through PayPal or Stripe or any of those payment processors, they add a 2.99% fee. And so so the church is going to absorb that. Amen. So don't check the box for you to pay it. Just leave it unchecked, and then it'll come out of the church operation account. Amen. All right. So that's it for now. God bless you all. We thank the Lord for tonight's service, and we'll be back on Sunday. Amen. It's going to be a wonderful service. And those of you who like to get on, now we're going to say this. Sunday school typically started at 8:30. Elder would open at 8:30 for prayer. So we're going to invite you all, especially on this past Sunday, or this upcoming Sunday with Easter Sunday. If you want to get on for prayer at 8:30 on this Easter Sunday morning, please do. Amen. Please do that. And then Elder Harris will be leading us, and he will open up the Sunday school at 9 o'clock a.m. But we should continue with our prayer process that happens at 30 minutes prior to the Sunday school starting. So if you're available at that time, it would be awesome if you could join in on that prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You will get, those of you who registered for church service last Sunday will automatically get an email reminder. For those of you who have not registered for this Sunday, what I'm going to do is I will send out another link for everyone to register again. If you already registered, you don't have to do it again, but I'm going to send the link out just to make sure that everybody got it. All right. So we're going to be looking for a miracle to happen this weekend. Amen. But we need everybody there in unity. Come with expectation that God is going to show up on Resurrection Day. Amen. And we are not posting our Zoom link on social media at the guidance of the Zoom executives. They're still trying to sort out some of the security challenges that they've had nationwide around the country. And so they did make mention not to post on social media our Zoom links. And as you may have noticed, those of you who are on the Zoom noticed that there's a new icon there. It says security. That was put in just this week. And so they're doing what they can to make sure that people who are not supposed to be on, and what we mean by that, we're not trying to shut anybody out, but there have been people logging onto other people's services and meetings and webinars and shouting obscenities and putting pornographic images by sharing their screen. So we don't want that to happen. And so this is why we're doing double checking with our security. Amen. So praise the Lord. So that's why we ended up having a password last week. We didn't know that Zoom was going to do that. Zoom did that on their own to every account. Amen. And these are paid accounts. So the free accounts, I don't know what they do for free accounts, but for the paid accounts, they do keep them very secure. So I just want to let you know that. And God bless you all. And we look forward to seeing you this weekend. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for all that you do. Thank you, Sister Petty, for leading the service. And those of you who prayed, amazing. Thank you. We love you. We love everybody. Amen. God amen. Amen. God bless everyone. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for having us tonight. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the prayers. We thank you for the people. Now, Lord, allow us to go from this place, but never from your presence. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're saying and all that you've done. Bless the man of God tonight, Father God, for using him and his wife to minister to us, Father God, to be an example. Bless them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for Mother Brown and those that are on the line, Sister Lynn, Mother Rosie, and all those that called in, Evangelist Stubblefield, Sister Dana, the Wolf family, and all those that were on the phone, Sister Ijoma, those that were there that we could not see, but yet we know that their presence. Father, we ask you to bless them in the name of Jesus. And if there is a name that I left out, Father God, cover them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless everyone. Amen.